when Simin Shin Lamed Vav Sif Yud Beis will be doing Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Yud Beis Teinim Sheyavshu Beivehem. Figs that dried up on the tree. V'chein Ilan Sheyavshu Peirosav. Bow, as well as a tree where the fruit dried up. Now the words here are a bit difficult to understand. What is that any different than the Teinim? So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Chayyadam who says V'chol Ilan Sheyavshu, and what it means is the tree itself dried up. Hatolish Mem B'Shabbes Chayiv Afal Pi She'im Kakurin Linyan Tumah, even though when it comes to Tumah V'Tara, the halacha is that we don't see this as mechuber; we see it as tolush. Nevertheless, on Shabbos you're chayav for tolush. Now, first of all, the Magen Avraham says that if you're talking about dried grasses, dried asabim, not fruit, according to everybody, it's considered tolush, and the yisur is only an yisur drabana. However, even in the case of a tree, if not only the fruit, but also the stem is completely dry, Rov Rishonim hold that this is no longer considered Mechubar Lakarka, and that there is no Isser in being Tolishit. However, what happens if the ground is his, and by taking away this dried up tree, he's now making the ground more usable for planting, so he's over on Chorish. Yud Gimel, Asur Lishtamesh Bitzdodei Ha'ilan. The halacha is, the tree itself you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, as a gzeir that you're going to cut off a branch. Not only that, but even something connected to the tree. Avo Bitzdidei Tzdodin Mutter, but something connected to something else, which is only connected to the tree, is Mutter. Lefikach, Asur Lismach Asulam Litzidei Ha'ilan. This tzidei ha'ilan means the side of the tree. It doesn't mean something put into the tree. It is also to lean your ladder on a tree. The chisolik bei mishtamesh b'tzadim, because the ladder becomes tzidei ha'ilan, and as you walk on the ladder, you're using the tree. The chisolik bei mishtamesh b'tzadim, aval im yesh yosit takua b'tzidei ha'ilan. If you have a nail that is stuck into the tree, Mutter Lismach Sulam, you're allowed to put a ladder, olav, next to it. The Havale Yosid Stodin, the nail is considered Stodei Ailan. The Sulam Tzideit Stodin, and the ladder is considered Tzideit Stodin. The Nosba Yosid Vitolabo Kalkola, if you put a nail in it and then hang a basket from it, Hayosid Nikrit Stodin, Va Kalkola Kit Stodeit Stodin. The basket is called studin, the nail is called studin, and the basket tzidet studin, and you're allowed to put things in the basket and take them out. But you couldn't lift the whole basket or place a basket on it, because that's using the nail. So that's the basic rule. So if you have a hammock that's tied around the tree, you couldn't lie in it, but if you have a hammock that is connected to a nail on the tree, the halacha is you could lie in it, but you couldn't have connected it in the first place because you're using the nail. You're allowed to touch a tree, as long as you don't move it. As long as you don't move the tree itself. Bar amuk. So this is the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Yerushalmi, and he comes out lamaskana that you're allowed to lean on a tree lightly if you're healthy, so long as you don't move the tree and you're not putting all of your weight on it. But someone who's weak and really has to lean on the tree, for him it's aser. Says the Ramana, bor omuk afila mea ama, a bor, a pit that's even 100 ama deep, mutter leirud v'lalos, you're allowed to go down and up, umetapis v'yorid, umetapis v'ola, you're allowed to climb up and down, v'lo chashinan shemeyakar karko biridoso v'aliyoso, and we're not afraid that you're going to move the ground by going down and up. The halacha there is that they didn't make any gzeiras in a pit, only in a tree.